Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode. Today I want to talk about climate change and its correlation with certain environmental events. As a side note, I've split this episode up into two parts, one to talk about extreme heat events, this one, aka it's getting hot in here, and the other to talk about rainier or windier natural disasters. I wanted to talk about this because we all know that climate change sucks and it's bad and it causes terrible events. And sure, the world is getting hotter, but what does that have to do with devastating droughts or wildfires? How does climate change directly cause huge environmental events, and what are the impacts? So, let's talk about it. Let's talk about these hot and fiery events exacerbated by climate change. First off, we're starting off with droughts. Why is California so dry and arid? Seriously, the Southwest climate is so dry that moisturizer would be an ineffective opponent. And regions such as the US Southwest, where droughts are expected to get more frequent, intense, and longer lasting, are at particular risk because of climate change. Warmer temperatures enhance evaporation, which reduces surface water and dries out soils and vegetation. This makes periods with low precipitation drier than they would be in cooler conditions. Climate change is also altering the timing of water availability. Warmer winter temperatures are causing less precipitation to fall as snow in the northern hemisphere, including in key regions like the Sierra Nevada of California. Decreased snowpack can be a problem, even if the total annual precipitation remains the same. This is because many water management systems rely on spring snowpack melt. Likewise, certain ecosystems also depend on snowmelt, which supplies cold water for species like salmon. Because snow acts as a reflective surface, decreasing snow area also increases the surface temperature, which further exacerbates drought. Some climate models find that warming increases precipitation variability, which means that there is going to be more periods of both extreme precipitation and drought. This creates the need for expanded water storage during drought years and increased risk of flooding and dam failure during periods of extreme precipitation. Estimates of future changes in seasonal or annual precipitation in a particular location are less certain than estimates of future warming and are active areas of research. However, at the global scale, scientists are confident that relatively wet places, such as the tropics and higher latitudes, will get wetter, while relatively dry places in the subtropics, where there are most of the world's deserts, will become drier. In some areas, droughts can persist through a vicious cycle, in which dry soils and diminished plants cover absorb more solar radiation and heat up, which encourages the formation of high-pressure systems that further suppresses rainfall, leading an already dry area to become even drier. Recent U.S. droughts have been the most expansive in decades. At the peak of the 2012 drought, aka the most extensive drought since the 1930s, an astounding 81% of the contiguous United States was under at least abnormally dry conditions. California experienced a particularly drawn-out drought from December 2011 to March 2019, broken in part by the wettest winter in the United States. 2020 saw a widespread, prolonged drought that was exacerbated by heat waves in more than a dozen western and central states. The intense drought and heat combined to wither vegetation intensified western wildfires that burned record acreage. Nationwide, conditions reached their peak in December 2020, when the greatest extent of land since 2012 was under extreme drought conditions. In the West, the drought has continued and intensified in 2021 and has been exacerbated in the Pacific Northwest by record heat. Let's talk about wildfires. Climate change has been a key factor in increasing the risk and extent of wildfires in the Western United States. Wildfire risk depends on a number of factors, including temperature, soil moisture, and the presence of trees, shrubs, and other potential fuel. All these factors have strong direct or indirect ties to climate variability and climate change. Climate change enhances the drying of organic matter in forests, or the material that burns and spreads wildfire, and has doubled the number of large fires between 1984 and 2015 in the western United States. Research shows that changes in climate create warmer, drier conditions. Increased drought and a longer fire season are boosting these increases in wildfire risk. For much of the U.S., West projections show that an average annual 1 degree Celsius temperature increase would increase the median burned area per year by as much as 600% in some types of forests. In the southeastern United States, modeling suggests that increased fire risk and a longer fire season, with at least a 30% increase from 2011 in the area burned by lightning-ignited wildfire by 2060. Once a fire starts, and more than 80% of U.S. wildfires are caused by people, warmer temperatures and drier conditions can help fires spread and make them harder to put out. Take the recent California wildfires caused by a gender reveal party. Warmer, drier conditions also contribute to the spread of mountain pine needles, beetles, and other insects that can weaken or kill trees, building up the fuels in a forest. Land use and forest management also affect wildfire risk. Changes in climate add to these factors and are expected to continue to increase the area affected by wildfires in the United States. Since 2000, 15 forests in the United States have caused at least $1 billion in damages each, mainly from the loss of homes and infrastructure, along with the firefighting costs. The 2017 wildfire season was well above average, with deadly fires in California and throughout the West, including Montana, Oregon, and Washington state. The 2018 wildfire season went on to break records as the deadliest and most destructive season on record in California. NOAA estimates the total costs of wildfires in 2017 and 2018 to be more than $40 billion. In 2019, wildfires caused an estimated $4.5 billion in damages in California and Alaska. Alaska's record-breaking heat and dry conditions over the summer months set the conditions for the state's historic wildfire season, something that was unexpected for Alaska's glaciers and snowy plains. In 2020, 5 of the 6 largest fires on record burned in California, and Oregon saw the historic levels of wildfire spread and damage. Wildfires across the West led to weeks-long period of unhealthy air quality levels for millions of people. Wildfires can affect federal and state budgets, public health, and natural environments. The U.S. Forest Service fire suppression expenditures had increased from about 15% of the agency's appropriated budget to more than 50% in 2017. Nationwide suppression costs in 2017 and 2018 ballooned to $2.9 billion and $3.1 billion, respectively, while state wildfire expenditures have also increased substantially. The growing number of people in wildlands is increasing the risk to life, property, and public health. Smoke reduces air quality and can cause eye and respiratory illness, especially among children and elderly. We touched upon some of this during our Minorities versus Climate Change episode. Wildfires that burn in residential areas can melt plastic water pipes and cause contamination of water systems with a known carcinogen. Wildfires are also a natural part of many ecosystems, and although the wildfires produce a number of greenhouse gases and aerosols, including carbon dioxide, methane, and black carbon, the plants that recolonize burnt areas remove carbon from the atmosphere, generally leading to a net neutral effect on climate. However, when fires burn more frequently and consume larger areas, as they are doing with climate change, the released greenhouse gases may not be completely removed from the atmosphere if plants can't grow to maturity before burning, or if the plants that recolonize are less efficient at carbon uptake. That's all I have for today, folks. I know I threw a lot of information at you, but keep all of this in mind. Check out part 2, Rihanna, We Need an Umbrella, for more information. Everything I've discussed has been taken directly from the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to follow this podcast on Instagram at icebreaker.podcast. Check out icebreakerpodcast.co. Happy holidays, and Happy New Year. Bye! Thank you.